The Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. He is truly risen. He was dead, and he is no longer dead. He lives. He rose by the power of the Holy Spirit to new life. And so this Easter celebration is a celebration of great joy. And not only joy alone, but disappointment and discouragement and heavy-heartedness that were transformed into joy. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come to the tomb. Imagine what was in their hearts as they came to the tomb that Easter Sunday morning, before they knew that the Lord had risen. They must have had such sadness in their hearts, such heaviness, such discouragement, having been present with the Lord just 2 days before as he was crucified and died. They must have been on the brink of despair, really, thinking that all that Jesus came to accomplish was for naught. Because from their perspective, it looked like it was all over. That it was good while it lasted, but no longer. And then the risen Lord brings them new joy. In fact, St. Matthew tells us they were fearful, yet overjoyed in knowing that their Lord Jesus had been raised from the dead. Their hearts were filled, and they ran. They ran to announce the resurrection of the Lord to the other disciples. They'd probably been sort of trudging along on their way to the tomb, downcast. And then everything changed. Their disappointment and their sadness, their heavy-heartedness was changed into a deep, deep joy. We may be sometimes like those women on the way to the tomb. We may fall into the trap of thinking that joy is something that is conditioned by the circumstances around us. If it's illness or injury, infirmity, the death of a loved one, loss of a job, financial strain, strife between members of a household, between spouses or children, neighbors, disappointment with how life has turned out for some. There can be so much that fills the mind then and robs us of joy, but it's a trap. It's a trap. Because then we start thinking, well, only if I were well, only if I recovered from this, only if I get a better job, only if my portfolio increases in value, only if I earn the respect of my friends, have a reputation that is stellar and sterling, only if I achieve all those things, when all my problems go away, then I'll be joyful. That's a trap, brothers and sisters, and it's a lie. Because true joy only comes from the Lord. The world can be falling apart around us, and we can still have joy in our hearts because it comes from the Lord. When the Lord is with us, when his life fills our soul, we don't have to worry so much about everything that's going on. Yes, the things that are going on in our lives are important. We don't just set them aside and pretend like they don't matter. But they are not of the ultimate importance. What is of the ultimate importance is the life of Christ in our soul. Living from day to day, allowing our thoughts and our words and our actions to be transformed by the new and risen life of Christ. That is the source of joy. And only sin can stand in the way of that, because sin weakens our relationship with the Lord or kills it. And then his joy, the joy of his risen life, cannot be in us. You know, some people they experience a great deal of joy in their life. If you have joy in your life, but you're not receiving communion on a regular basis, I guarantee you, there's not as much joy in your life as there could be. And even if you're one who's here every Sunday, if you're a regular participant in Holy Communion, there's a possibility that your life isn't as full of the joy that you could have either. Because sometimes we come to Mass, and like Mary weeping at the tomb, our vision is clouded. We forget why we came. Some people are expecting this stellar homily from the priest every Sunday, or that it's just going to be this really emotionally uplifting experience to come to Mass. But that also is falling into a trap. The priest can be a bumbling idiot. He can be the worst preacher in the world. He can have the personality of a porcupine, but it doesn't matter because Jesus is here. And every time we come to Mass, the events that we have been celebrating in the last 3 days are made present. We are at the Last Supper when Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist and the priesthood. We are at the foot of the cross at Calvary. His sacrifice is made present here, really present. And we are at the tomb on Easter morning because the one we receive from the altar is the risen Lord. So that whole mystery of Christ's love for us is made present every time we come to Mass. No matter if the priest gives a good homily or not, Jesus is here. The source of our joy is here. And he invites us to come close and to partake in that mystery and to be renewed in that mystery on a regular basis. What's going on in your life? Is there something that's trying to rob you of joy? Is there something that has stolen your joy away? Whether illness or infirmity or death or difficult situations, what is it in your life that wants to steal that joy from you? And will you bring that to the altar today and allow the Lord to remind you that those things don't have to steal your joy? That your heart can be filled with joy just by receiving the very life of the Lord into your life anew. Let the Lord transform you in this sacrament. Let him renew you in joy. Let him pour out upon you into your life a new joy that you've never experienced before. That is what the risen Lord is all about, bringing us into joy. We were made for joy. And let's allow that joy not just to be with us this Easter Sunday, but all throughout the 50 days of the Easter season and beyond the Easter season. Come to the Lord now. Allow him to fill you with the joy of the risen life. Pope Francis said last night in his Easter homily that we should be like those women who came to the tomb. We may have come to the tomb downtrodden, heavy-hearted, but we ought to go away from the tomb with those women with a changed look on our faces. You go back out to your homes this day, this morning, this afternoon, with a changed look on your face, with the radiance of the joy of the Lord shining forth. Our world will be transformed by the risen Lord, will be transformed in his joy. Finally, as Pope Francis said, let us go then. Let us allow ourselves to be surprised by this new dawn and by the newness that Christ alone can give. May we allow his tenderness and his love to guide our steps. May we allow the beating of his heart to quicken the faintness of our heart. Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Alleluia.